Why do we do this?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, approval of the minutes. Is there any changes or corrections for November 4th and November 25th?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Carries. All right, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My first item is to accept the high visibility engagement campaign grant renewal in the amount of $24,500.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carries.
All right. Item number two is budget transfer for jail medical and kitchen. It's a total of $234,000. And let's see. Find it here. There it is. So it's from 540817 and 54220, the amount of $126,000, $108,000 to kitchen, $75,000, medical, $159,000.
Sheriff, just one question. When it comes to the kitchen, is that over the contracted price we had, or what's the difference there with the
contract? I believe so. I'll have to double check on that. I'm not quite sure where that comes from.
Is there
I'll
any
email.
Other?
I'll look and email you.
All right. I was just curious. I know we made that contract for the kitchen.
We do.
We outsourced it. Medical, I know there's no control over that. So.
No.
Is the head count up?
It has been. We were up in the 130s through August and September. We're back down in the 120s again. So it has been.
So that could be driving part of it.
Yeah. Gradually raising. But I'll find out from them and email you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Is there any other questions?
If not, I'll move it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. There's no other questions. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
And authorization to receive a $100 donation from Nash Hornell Properties. Used to be the Value Center in Hornell. They do that every year.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
What was the donation for?
I'm sorry.
What was the purpose of the donation?
They do that as a corporate. They do that to local law enforcement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no test, no strings attached to it.
No strings attached.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Oh, I understand. I know. Most of them they have a designation for it.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Okay, fourth item is the award to bid for the CIU office laptops, keyboards. It's listed as their Surface Pros that they get special for them to use out in the field, along with some of the technology that they have.
I'll move it.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Cool. That's all I am.
Thank you.
We're all ready.
Yeah, look at that.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a good day.
Yep.
All right, Tim, go ahead.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have a couple items for you. First is a request authorization to bid tower electric work. We're installing a couple of new generators and transfer switches at two tower sites, and I need to do a bid for the electrical work on this because this is a contract we would not have beyond this this install.
I'll move it.
Second.
Motion and a second. What kind? Where will this money come from, Tim?
This will come out of the state interoperable communications grant.
Okay. Is there any other questions? If not, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
All right. We were contacted by John and Coral Reed, who own a company down in Horseheads that does sandbags. They had been doing sandbags for the fracking down in Pennsylvania. They have an excess of sandbags that they would like to get rid of, basically, and they're looking to donate those. There's 75 filled sandbags in a sack, and then they are palleted. There's about 75 per pallet. And what our thought was is to distribute them to each of the highway shops so that each of the highway shops had a pallet of sandbags available for them to use during these flooding events. The estimated cost for each pallet is around $250. So our thought would be, 8 to 10 sandbags, Ken, is what you were thinking?
It's first come, first serve, so it all depends on when they get there. So it's kind of hard to put a number on how many they get set, but around 10.
So looking for authorization to accept a donation.
I'll move it.
All right, we have a motion. Do we have a second? We have a motion and a second to accept the donation of 10 to 12 pallets of sandbags. Is there any questions or comments? If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay, the next item is for information only. I did work with purchasing to verify that our current maintenance contract will cover this UPS battery replacement. But we are working with our current vendor Gray Bar through the Omnia Partners to do battery replacement of the UPS at the 911 center in the amount of $19,775.69. And again, this is covered under our current maintenance contract. It's for information only.
Thank you, Tim.
I do have one item for executive session, which would be our Higman Hill Tower site to discuss.
So, the financial.
Right.
Those are particular corporations.
You're doing that at the end or now?
We can do it at the end.
Yeah, we'll wait till the end and do it.
Can I ask a question first?
Yes.
Now that the Pinnacle site has been up and running for how many months?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any communications from any of the fire departments in the valley of, yes, it's good, no, it's not helpful?
Much better.
Much better?
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah, we've done a few things to make changes to the system to make it better, including raising our antenna at the Higman site and then putting the Pinnacle site online. So by doing those two changes, it really enhanced our signal in those areas that were having difficulties.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Thanks, Tim. Morning, Brooks.
Morning. So the first thing, I guess what we have individually on the agenda is approval of a lease. It's for offices supplied by Corning Incorporated. The county attorney has reviewed the lease. It's a 5-year lease. I think it costs us $1. We've used that facility for about 20 years now. It has housed our CNET drug unit right now. SIU, the State Police Special Investigation Unit, utilizes it, as well as some ATF folks, and we utilize it well as well for special investigation. So it's a great resource for us. It helps keep some very important law enforcement resources home. State police can't do the lease, and that's one of the reasons we do it, but we also use the office from the DA's office for special investigative things.
I'll move it.
Courtney Meek is going to hold on to that building, am I correct?
That's my understanding. We're signing a five-year lease, so I presume they are, so.
It's like six floors on it?
Yep.
Well, you guys are in the basement.
We are in the basement.
Okay. Yeah, they're gonna open that up. I don't know if this is.
I don't have any idea. I mean, that's I know that's a secure area because there's Corning security in there as well.
Walk into the Old World Cafe.
Right. Yep.
I'll second the motion.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions? Go ahead, Kelly.
I just wanted to note on page four, it still lists the incorrect name for the county attorney on page four of this contract.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. So do we need to make that motion aside with the amended contract?
Yeah, we'll Craig in the process of getting okay. We'll All take right. care of it.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions or comments? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brooks. Morning, Nate.
Good morning. First is in the Office of the Public Defender, asking to reclassify one case manager, CSEA grade L, to a senior case manager, CSEA grade M. And this is one of those cases of you know, when you I go along for a little while in a position, things morph. This position above and beyond the case managers will do or does do. Grant work, some light supervision, also trains all the others. So it's certainly appropriate. It is approved by ILS and it's ILS money.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries.
Okay. And next in the DA's office. Yeah, Brooks, come up and talk about a couple of these.
Sure.
I'm not going to do this.
Right. Yep. Okay. So there are three positions we are working on now. One, the first is a part-time. We're asking to reclassify a temporary part-time ADA to a permanent part-time ADA. This is our ADA emeritus position, Dave Wallace's training position that we have, we created, I think he's been here a year and a half now doing this position. And we were sort of waiting to see if how it worked out. And it's been phenomenal for us. As far as young attorneys, we have now one, two, three relatively junior attorneys in the office. David's job is to bring them along, and they're moving along much faster because of that. He meets with them, essentially gives them classes in trial advocacy, helps them process cases. He's also taken a role in handling major cases with us, given his experience helping out with major sex crimes or very technical cases. He's even stepped into grand jury because we're short of bodies as well. So he is, it's everything we had hoped the position would be. It's also been a real selling point when we've been out recruiting people is that we actually have somebody dedicated to training and making them better. It's one of the reasons we'll be able to talk about our part-time assistant, our trainee assistant being here is that was one of the selling points is having somebody dedicated to making them better prosecutors. So I think it's paying off. I know he's doing a whole lot more hours than he's supposed to be doing, but he likes it. It's been great for the office. So I'm simply asking that to become a permanent position. We do have the funding in the office to do that.
Go ahead, Joe.
Brooks, what changes does that bring to when you go from permanent temporary to permanent?
We created the temporary part-time position because it was a new idea. So the position was not on the books. We simply, Nate can explain the niceties of that better than I can, but the position can only last for a certain period of time and it sunsets. We are at the sunset.
Pays the same though.
Right, exactly the same pay. David's retired, so there's no retirement benefits for him. He gets the limited health benefits. It's our cost for him is less than most other ADAs. And our benefit is huge because of his 40 plus years of experience.
Thank you.
Yeah. And just to add on to that for especially for new legislators who may not have gone through this sort of idea before, temporaries can come in many forms. And what this one was one that was created for a special project, which is true. And they're generally created for up to 18 months. Once you hit that 18 month mark, it's not legal for me to authorize it to be extended. So you've either got to let them go or create the permanent position. And that goes with any temporary, even on the shorter terms. So
thank you. Now move it.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any other questions, comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
All right. Our next application is to, it says create an assistant district attorney position. Actually, what we are asking to do is to reclassify our ADA trainee position. This is sort of phase three of the recruiting project we started a little bit over a year and a half ago. You hopefully recall, you approved us as a part-time temporary position to hire a third-year law student to work for us remotely at a Penn State law school. And we did that with the hopes that he would join our office. Well, when he graduated, he did come on as a full-time ADA trainee. That was pending passing the bar. We got him a practice order. He's been able to do a lot of things for our office. He looks to be fantastic. He's relocated to Painted Post. He's from Penn Yan. Did very well in law school. We're very excited to have him. He's now passed the bar. So we are asking to reclassify the position again to an ADA position from an ADA trainee position, which is something we talked about when we started this, is we had hoped we could sort of suck him in and keep him here. And that's what we've been able to do. So that's what we're asking to do, just reclassify the position again. There's a bump in salary. I don't think it's terribly significant, but it is for him. And it, again, brings him into being a full-time ADA. What I'm asking that to do is right now he has, he's been approved for, he's passed the bar. He's been approved to be admitted. We're now waiting on when the appellate division will have him sworn in. It will either happen December, January, February. So what I'm just asking is we approve it that when he becomes, when he is sworn in, then we can automatically move him into that position.
I'll move it.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Is there any questions? Does everybody understand?
Doesn't it say here, create assistant district attorney trainee position?
It does. What we had talked about, what Nate and I initially had talked about doing, and we talked about with Jack a little bit, was zero basing that trainee position so we could use it again down the road.
Okay.
And creating an ADA position. It makes more sense. The third step in the process was to simply reclassify. So we're changing our application to reclassify. If we get another great candidate like Dallas, who is interested in doing this, we'll come back and recreate the position again. But it doesn't seem to make a whole lot of sense just to keep it on the books and hopes we'll find somebody, because ADAs that coming out of law school are sort of rare these days. So.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions?
Second.
From a budgetary standpoint, we're good.
This is budgeted, yep.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
All right. So number three, our third application is to create a permanent part-time DA investigator position. Right now we have about 6 months ago, we created a part-time temporary special project position, like Nate just described to you, for a discovery investigator, somebody to bridge the gap between law enforcement. We found some holes in our discovery process. We have Joe Kelly doing this now. What he does is there are two special areas. One, he makes sure we have all of the law enforcement, criminal history, Brady, sort of bad acts material, which has been very difficult to get a hold of. He goes out to each law enforcement agency on a regular basis and inspects that. If he didn't do it, we'd have to have an ADA doing it. He also helps with major cases in being a bridge in discovery. So when there's there's been a murder case in Woodhull this year, he went out with the sheriff's department and worked with them early on to get our discovery package together. He's been out to Hornell on a routine basis. And major cases, it might be a welfare fraud case, but just where there's a lot of discovery, his knowledge of what should be there and what needs to be there and how to get it to us. He's going out and making sure all that material is in the file and it gets to us, and it's really improving our process. So we had created a position to see how it would go. It has become invaluable to us. It's probably saving me at least a part-time ADA, maybe a full-time ADA, because if it wasn't him doing this, we'd have to use an ADA to go out there and review these files and review this information. So the tab for him is 46 now?
Yeah, it's like 46.
$45,000 or $46,000 a year. The same as our other investigators, that is without any benefits or retirement. So it's a flat rate. It's a whole lot cheaper than a part-time ADA or a full-time ADA. So I think it's a very, one, it's become a critical part of our office, and two, it's a very efficient use of county resources.
So Brooks, this is kind of just like the first one. You're just making a temporary into a permanent.
That's correct. Yes.
Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Do you have anything for open session, Jay?
Nope. Just the executive session for financial history of a particular corporation.
Do we have a motion for executive session?
Motion.
We have a motion. We just have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries. We're in executive session. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries. You want to let the...
Oh, yeah. Chris, you mind flipping the thing?
I don't know if anybody's out there yet.
Yeah, it's full out there.
Oh, is it?
It's the
public ready for works. Public works.
Yeah. I just figured we'd...
Gary. Kelly wants you. Gary.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So we're back in open session now. And with the Higman Tower site, there's some changes going to be taking place there. So what we'd like to do is modify the contract with GHI to extend for the additional 5 years and let Craig negotiate that contract at the same conditions that it has now.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Motion to second. Is there any comments or questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carries.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
There's nothing else. We have a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
The motion for the local law has got to go through
admin.
The administration, yeah. Right?
I think it's admin.
Yep. Okay.
We have a motion. Do we have a second to adjourn?
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carries.